From what people tell me, I hear that a glass of milk is pretty enjoyable. I really shouldn't have milk because the lactose doesn't set well with me. But from everything I hear, a glass of milk is pretty good. Now, every person that's told me they enjoy drinking milk, I've never heard anyone yet tell me that they enjoy drinking their milk with mud mixed in it. I've never found anyone that has found dirt or saliva really appealing in their milk. Now, from what I gather from that is I gather that milk is most pleasurable when it's pure. It's most healthy when it's pure. It's most enjoyable when it's pure. But I know of so many professing Christians who gulp down the filth and they drink down the filth of the world into the spiritual souls. I hear Christians all the time say, "Yeah, I'll watch this movie. It only has one sex scene in it." Or "Yeah, I'll listen to that music. It only has a few sexual innuendos in it." Or "It only has a few objectionable words." Now, we treat our physical bodies better than we treat our spiritual bodies. We pray that we'll love God with all our hearts, but in reality, our lives profess something completely different because we gulp down, we mix together all these what may be, seem like good things with sinful, worldly things, and we drink them with delight when in fact they are repulsive and disgusting. I pray that we will be a generation that does not fear man who can merely destroy the body, but I pray that we will fear God who can destroy both the body and the soul in hell. What are you feeding your soul? Are you watching movies that portray and exalt the very things for which Christ suffered and died? Are you listening to the very sins for which Christ gave his life to save you from? If you are, you're being seduced by the pleasures of the world, and you're missing out on the greatest pleasure of life. Milk is most pleasurable when it's pure. You're missing out on the bliss of glorifying God in your life. You're missing out on the ecstasy of pure, unadulterated worship from a pure, holy life that's been changed and reconciled to God. Friends, hear me. Fight for your intimacy. Guard your purity. The more purity you have, the more pleasure you'll experience in Christ. The more purity you possess, the more passionate your pleasure in life will be. You are bought with a price, therefore honor God in your body. Honor Him in your purity and your sexuality and your relationships. Exalt Him in your entertainment. Magnify His name in your daily life. Think about this. Every time you turn on your TV, you turn on your CD player, you flip on your laptop or your phone, every time you do that, your pleasure is at stake. Your life is at stake. The testimony of the gospel is at stake. Whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4, verse 8.